I want to let's go over a few ideas relating to Simchas Torah, Shmiat Tzeis, Simchas Torah. One idea I once told you this idea, but I want to repeat it because it's mamish in Yom Diyoma, and I think it's a very powerful idea. We know that we have Shalosh Shugalim. What are our holidays? We have Pesach. We have then after Pesach comes Shavuos, and then comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Pretty much five major holidays. Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, six holidays, Shmini Atzeres. As if assuming that Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot are two separate holidays. Now, it's very noteworthy that they're not exactly spaced in a very convenient way. The holidays are compressed. In Chodesh Tishrei, they're condensed. We have Rosh Hashanah, 10 days later is Yom Kippur, 4 days later is Sukkot, and after Sukkot is over, there's no break. We go right from Sukkot all the way into Shmini Atzeres. If you were arranging the calendar, it's more likely you would have spaced out the holidays in a more convenient way to give each month a holiday. And indeed, it says in the Medrash, I forgot where this Medrash is, it says in the Medrash that originally it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that there should be a holiday, every month should get its own holiday, starting with Chodesh Nisan. Now let's go, and the holidays should have fallen out in a different time of the year. And the Torah really hints to this throughout in the way it describes the holiday. The reason why this did not work out was because of the Chei To'ego. Let's go through the calculation. It's a fascinating calculation. And the clincher is Shmini Atzeres. And it really brings out what is Shmini Atzeres all about. The first holiday is fine, because the first holiday we did not yet sin with the ego. What is the first holiday? Pesach. Pesach is the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan. What's the next holiday? Pesach Sheni. Really, are seven holidays. Pesach Sheni, I told you, the seven holidays. Pesach Sheni is 30 days later in Chodesh Iyar, right? Those learned Daf Yomi, learned yesterday the difference between Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, all the differences, the similarities, beautiful sugya. Pesach Sheni, that falls out in Chodesh Iyar, 14th day of Iyar. You eat the Pesach Sheni on the 15th day of Iyar. Okay, so wonderful, two holidays, two vacation days. 7 days vacation in Chodesh Nisan, and then you have a little minor holiday, Pesach Sheni. If Klal Yisrael, there are some people in Klal Yisrael that are celebrating Pesach Sheni, it's a Yom Tov, everyone in Klal Yisrael. Fine. Then we have Chodesh Sivan. Oh, it's 50 days after Pesach. What happens? Zman Matan Tarasenu, Yom HaBikurim. Zman Matan Tarasenu, the Omer. We bring the Shtei HaLechem, we count 50 days from the Omer, and now we bring the Shtei HaLechem, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So 3 months, three holidays. What happened? Unfortunately, right after Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, Klal Yisrael, 40 days later, they worshipped the ego. Oh, they worshipped the ego. All of the following holidays were canceled until further notice. What would have been if Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai 40 days after Matan Torah and Klal Yisrael would have not sinned? Then we would have had the next holiday in the beginning of the next month. Now, that would have to mean the following year. It couldn't have been the first year because Moshe was in Shemayim. What is the next holiday on the calendar? Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's the next holiday. Really, ideally, when we was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, we discussed this at great length, if I'm not mistaken, yes. Is that Rosh Hashanah was really meant to be, the Yom HaDin was meant to be Aleph Tammuz. The beginning of the summer. Can you imagine the very beginning of the summer falls out like probably like just about when school is over? That's Kamat, that's approximately the time of the year when Rosh Chodesh Tammuz begins. That was meant to be Rosh Hashanah, the day Yom HaDin. Because Chodesh Tammuz, we're not going to go through all the details, Chodesh Tammuz is associated with Din. It is from all of the months, even more than Chodesh Av, Chodesh Tammuz is a time of din. Aleph Tishrei, Tammuz was meant to be Rosh Hashanah. We have to give every single month after Chodesh Nisan a holiday. We've given Nisan, we've given Iyar, we've given Sivan, and now comes Tammuz. Tammuz gets Rosh Hashanah. Now, after Rosh Hashanah begins the process of Teshuvah. How many days do we spend doing tshuva in our existence? 10 days. The aseres he made tshuva. That's not the way it was meant to be. How many days are we really supposed to be doing tshuva for? For 40 days. That's why we start early. Elul until Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Shemayim, how many days did he plead on our behalf? 40 days. The proper amount of time to do tshuva is 40 days. So if Yom Kippur comes after Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah begins on the first day of Tammuz, when would Yom Kippur fall out on? The 10th day of Av. The 10th day of Av. What happened on the 10th day of Av? It just happens to be, in hindsight, is when the Beis Hamikdash burnt. The majority of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on the basement was burnt on the 10th day of Av. And the Gemara says that according to one opinion, really we should fast on the 10th day of Av, not on the 9th day. The reason why we fast on the 9th day is because that's when it began to burn. And now we can understand why the Torah refers to Yom Kippur with a very unusual expression. Betisha Lachodesh Boerev. Why does the Torah refer to Tisha B'Av, to Yom Kippur on the 9th day in the evening? It's a very funny way to refer. A very funny way to refer to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur should be referred to on the 10th day of the month, like every other holiday. We don't say the 9th day, the evening that follows the 9th day, which means the 10th day, because it's alluding to that the day when Yom Kippur was really meant to be. Yom Kippur was really meant to be on the 10th day of Chodesh Av, which is 40 days after Rosh Hashanah, the real day for Rosh Hashanah, to allow us the full time of doing Tshuva 40 days. It did not work out for us, and instead, what are we left with? We're left with Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, and that's why there's a very powerful relationship between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Okay, let's go further. What's the next holiday in our list? The next holiday is Sukkot. When is Sukkot meant to be? Sukkot is meant to be the Lekachtem Lachem Bayoyim HaRishayim. Rishayim L'chesh V'yom HaRishayim. Rishayim Mamash. The first day of the next month. What's the first day of the next month? Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul is the time when we are supposed to celebrate Sukkos. And that is why when Hashem gave the Goyim, that is the hottest time of the year. The sun is betokfai on Chodesh Elul, Neret Yisrael. The Gemara says the end of the summer is worse than the beginning of the summer. So to a certain degree, it's
stop bringing the wood and the...
What?
Didn't they stop
being... Okay, you're right. It's approximate. Okay, it's approximate. That's the time when we mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot, and then that's why when Hashem gives the goyim the mitzvah of Sukkot, Hashem takes out the sun betokfa, because that's really the way it was meant to be for us. When we're supposed to celebrate Sukkot, it's all supposed to be betokfa. Okay, then what comes next? So far we have a holiday for every month. What are we left with? Now we're up to Tishrei. What was meant to be the holiday in Tishrei? This is something that's very beautiful. The Gemara asks a question. Why is it that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, there's no break between Sukkot and Atzeres? Whereas Shavuos, which is also described in the Torah as the Atzeres of Pesach, we have a 50-day break. We begin to count the Omer on the second day of Pesach. We count 50 days, and the climax is Shavuos, Festival of Weeks, 50 days later. So the Gemara tells us, the Medrash tells us, that is ideal. Because you can't reach the Atzeres immediately. You need to go through the process. There's no such thing as taking a shortcut. You need to go through 7 times 7. The Medrash says, that's really what it was meant to be for Shmini Atzeres. It was also meant to be a sphera, a counting of 7 times 7 from the second day of Sukkos until Shmini Atzeres. Can you imagine the second day of Sukkos? You get up in shul, Sfiras Omer. You wouldn't call it the Omer, you would call it the Sfira, I don't know, from the time of Nisach HaMayim. It will be some time. Today is 1 day, 2 days, 7 days, 1 week, until you get to 7 times 7, you come to Atzeres. You come to Shmini Atzeres. Why don't we have a 50-day count between the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres? So the Medrash tells us something fascinating, because that would fall out in the middle of the winter, approximately 2 weeks before Hanukkah. 2 weeks before Hanukkah, it's very cold, there's a lot of rain, it's muddy, and if Klal Yisrael would have to come back to Yerushalayim to bring their Kabanos, they would have to travel in the mud. And it's not pleasant when your wagon gets stuck in the mud, and when you're sitting on an airplane and there's a snowstorm and they have to ice the plane. It's not a lot of fun. So Hashem says, you know what? You're already here for Sukkot. You made it. You're in the hotel. So just stay one more day and let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. We'll have Shmini Atzeres right away. You don't have to have 3 or 50 days, because I don't want to be matshechi to come back in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the mud, to come back for Shmini Atzeres. But ideally, it's really, who you're fooling. You can't go from Sukkot into Shmini Atzeres. In order to absorb the Kiddush of Sukkot, to come to the Atzeres of Sukkot, you need 50 days, just like there's a 50-day count between Sukkot, between Pesach and Shavuos. Okay, now let's make a calculation. If Sukkot would be in the proper time, which is the first day of Chodesh Av, we would start counting Sfira on the second day of Chodesh Av. If we count 50 days from the second day of Chodesh Av, when is day 50? Day 50 would be the 22nd day of Tishrei. What is the 22nd day of Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres. What? So in other words, what's fascinating is Shmini Atzeres is in the right time. Even after we were chayte with, this is the point I want to make, this is the point. Even though that we were chayte with the chayte o'ega, and everything got messed up, but we did tshuva. And because we did tshuva, all ends well. We catch up just by the skin of our teeth. Shmini Atzeres falls out in the right time, even though everything else got messed up. Even though we have to condense Sukkot to Shmini. Let's review the calculator. See, everyone a little bit confused. We have the goal. The original goal was for there to be a holiday every single month of the year, starting with, you can't have the winter months, only 6 holidays, 7 holidays, starting with Pesach. Pesach we have. We have Pesach Sheni in Iyar. We have then Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan. Everything's fine. The next holiday was meant to be Aleph Tammuz, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadin. Then comes Yom Kippur, 40 days later, like it should be, 10th day of Av. The next holiday is Sukkot, Ulekachtem Lechem Bayom HaRishon. Not a Lom Shavart, Rishon Lecheshon Avonais. Rishon means the first day of Elul. Second day of Elul is, we begin to count Sfira. We begin to count 50 days. So we're going to assume now that Elul is going to be Choser. We only have 29 days. 29 days. We begin to count Sfira. If you count 50 days from the second day of Elul, where does that take you? Shmini Atzeres was meant to be, there's going to be a 50-day gap between Sukkot, the second day of Sukkot, and as it should be. The Medrash says, that's what we need to do. So it was meant to be, from the time of Matan Torah, that Shmini Atzeres would be celebrated on the 22nd day of Tishrei. That was meant to be. Okay, that was meant to be our cycle of holidays throughout the year. What happened? We messed up. After Moshe gave us the Torah on the 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th day of Sivan, what happened? We messed up. We worshipped the eagle. So Hashem said, you know what? Canceled. Let's cancel all of the holidays. There's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah. There's not going to be Yom Kippur. There's not going to be a Sukkot. There's going to be nothing. In the meantime, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for another 80 days and was mispalel. Vayom Hashem solachti chidvorecha. Okay, back on track. We'll have to rush things up. How are we going to rush things up because of this delay? We're going Chodesh Tishrei in 1 month. In 1 month, We're going to condense all of the holidays. We're going to have Rosh Hashanah on the first day. We're going to have 10 days later Yom Kippur. We're going to do a short version. Then we're going to have 4 days later Sukkot. And then we're not going to have time to wait for Shemini Atzeres. We'll have Shemini Atzeres right after Sukkot is over. We're going to have all those holidays that were meant to be over the summer from Tammuz, Av, and Elul. We're going to have them all compressed into Chodesh Tishrei. But what's so amazing is, even though we compress all of those holidays into Chodesh Tishrei, Shmini Atzeres still comes out on the day that it was meant to be. And that's an amazing thing. That means that the Koyach of Tshuva, when we come to Shmini Atzeres, we're coming back to where we really were meant to be in the very beginning. Just because we've sinned and we've gotten off track, we've made a detour, we made it. We made it back, we got back on track. The day that was meant to be Shmini Atzeres is still Shmini Atzeres. It's a Musar Haskel that you can still get back, you can still make it. You can be late, you know, you missed the bus, you missed the plane, you want to be at the Chasna. There are mahalchim, there are ways that you can still reach your destination, and in this case, we make it just by the skin of our teeth. We have no delay between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that koyach to bring us where we're meant to be. It's a very powerful idea. You can develop this on your own, but that's the gist of this idea. Okay, that's one idea I wanted to share with you. We discussed it. We did Tchotamus. I told you that this year, every single holiday you can play around with. Yeah. Tisha B'Av, obviously, there's a lot to play around with on Tisha B'Av. And there's also another part you can play around with, Tu B'Av. Because Tu B'Av is something very similar to Sukkot. There's some connection. Okay, but let's put that aside. This is one idea. So let's go to another idea, another quick, short idea. Now, before we go further, I just wanted to throw out something I found very interesting, which I have no idea what it means. I really was trying to prepare today for Hoshana Rabbah. I always wanted to learn more about Hoshana Rabbah, and I have a very hard time trying to grasp what is Hoshana Rabbah all about. I have no idea, but I just want to tell you some remuzim that I came across. I don't know what it means. Just little ideas. A seasoned rough can right away have a drasha to figure out the deeper meaning. Hoshana Rabbah is the 26th day since creation. Because creation took place Chaf Elul. So count 26 days from Chaf Elul, you arrive at Hoshana Rabbah. The number 26, obviously, is a very holy number, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So therefore, Hoshana Rabbah is 26 days. It's not insignificant. It's a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Hoshana Rabbah, a great salvation, because this is where Hashem's Shechina is resting 26 days into creation. That's one short idea, remez. Another interesting remez is that Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah are obviously connected. It's the finale. We have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Kvittel is Hashanah Rabbah. Many things that we do on Hashanah Rabbah are similar to Yom Kippur. And there's a remez, Ach Be'osar, in the laning of Parsha Shmini, the Moadim, when we describe Yom HaKippurim, it's described with the words Ach Be'osar, only on the 10th day. Ach is the numerical value of 21. Ach, right? 1. Be'osar is the 10th day of the month, is Yom Kippur. Hoshana Rabbah on the calendar is the 21st day. Shmini Atzeres is 22nd day. Hoshana Rabbah is the 21st day of Tishrei. So Torah is being merames that there is a connection between Yom Kippur, Kapar of Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah by describing Yom Kippur with the words Ach Be'osar. Not only do you have a Be'osar, the 10th day of Tishrei, you also have an Ach. Ach is the 21st day of Tishrei, which also has a status like Yom HaKippur. That's a second remez. A third remez, saw this in Rabbi Shur Sefer, Halachah V'Alivuv. Why is it called Hoshana Rabbah? What's that funny name, Hoshana? So the answer simply is because you say so many times, Hoshana, Hoshana, and all the different nuschos of Hoshana, of Yoshiana, when you say the long tefillah after you do the Hashanahs. That's the silly reason why it's called. There are a lot of requests for Hashanah. Hashanah, we make the request Hashanah Rabbah many, many times on this day. But he takes, Rabbi Shur takes note that in the Nusach HaTefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei, that we say every single day, the second bracha is all about Techiyas HaMesim. Ata Gibor Li'olam Hashem Mechayim Mesim Ata Rav Lehoshia. Another way of describing Techiyas HaMesim is Hashem, you are Rav, you are great, you are, you do much salvation. Rav Lehoshia. You bring about great salvation. Those two words, Rav Lehoshia, are really the same words as Hoshana Rabbah, just reversed. Instead of saying it Rav Rabbah, which is the same word, just feminine, Rabbah, and instead of saying Lehoshia, Hoshana. So the expression Hoshana Rabbah is really the same as the words Rav Lehoshia, which is part of the fabric of Techiyas HaMesim. Mechayei Mesim Ata, you Hashem are Mechayei Mesim, and through the Techiyas HaMesim, Rav Lehoshia, you bring about incredible salvation, great degree of salvation, that tells us indirectly that the whole day of Hoshana Rabbah is all about Techiyas HaMesim. And what that means, I do not know, but it's a very significant point. Techiyas HaMesim, much of the nuschos of Hoshana Rabbah are about Geshem, prayer for rain. Okay, the Arava, we take the Arava at the end, the Arava requires a lot of water. From all of the meaning, requires an abundance. And what a Chazal tells them, it leads into Geshem, Tilas Geshem, Shmiyat Zeres. And what a Chazal tell about Geshem, Godol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Techiyas HaMesim. The Geshem is equivalent to Techiyas HaMesim. So, okay, we have a Tilas Geshem. We begin to say Ma'ashevich Morad Geshem. Obviously, Geshem is more affiliated with Shmini Atzeres than it is Hoshana Rabbah. But yet, Hoshana Rabbah in its own right is also all about Geshem. It's all about Mayim. Okay, the whole Nusach is all about Mayim. That's what the Hoshanas are all about. Gashmius Mayim. And what is Yom HaGeshem? Godol Yom HaGeshamim Ketchiyas HaMesim. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Geshem and Geshem causes the barren earth to come and sprout forth, that's a form of Ketchiyas HaMesim. And the whole day is named after this concept of Rav LeHoshia Hoshana Rabbah. Something that I found very striking. There's something to develop here. I don't know how to go with this, but it's something that's new to me. Very beautiful idea, Rav Lehoshia, Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, let me give you another idea, another short idea relating to Shmini Atzeres. Throughout Sukkot, we have seven Ushmizim. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Okay, then the question becomes next, Yosef, or is it Moshe V'Aaron? And we conclude with the David. Now, this Vard, I'm telling you, is very popular among Hasidim. Chassidim, they like to go a step further, and they tell us that Shmini Atzeres also has Ushpizin. When you go into your home, you also have to bring a guest into your home, right? In the sukkah, you have seven guests. So if we're going back home, it's not fair that there are no more guests. There also has to be a guest. So it's not brought down anywhere, this in the classic literature of Ushpizin, but among the Chassidish Mahalach of Ushpizin, there's one more, Shlomo HaMelech. Hoshana Rabbah, have you heard this before? Shmini Atzeres, the Ushpizin. It's not in the Nusach, it's not in the Machzor. There's no Nusach of Ushpizin to invite Shlomo HaMelech. It's not on the list. But this is what they say, right? We learn the Haftarah of Shlomo HaMelech, the Baruch of Shlomo HaMelech. It is the Ushpizin of Shlomo HaMelech. He's the one that comes with us home into Shmini Atzeres. And what does that mean exactly? So there are many Machzor. I want to just tell you one Mahalach that touched me, which I find it says a lot about the Ushpizn of Shlomo HaMelech. Shmini Atzeres is by far the most mystical holiday because there are no mitzvos. It's extremely bizarre. You don't do anything. There's no mit, there's no lulav, there's no eshrig, there's no matzah. Ach Sameach. It doesn't even say that. It says the only remez for Simcha is Ach Sameach, which really is said concerning Sukkos. And the word Ach is extra, which Ramar Benat Shmini Atzeres, the night that follows Sukkos. And once there's going to be Simcha, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there'll be Simcha, the Mela will flow into the next day as well. Even the mitzvah of Simcha is only a bare remes. It's not even tangible, this, the mitzvah of Simcha for Shmini Atzeres. And there's certainly no other mitzvahs. What about Korbanos? Nothing special. Par Echad, Ayil Echad, has the same carbon like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The bare minimum. Par Echad, Ayil Echad, Shiva Chavasim. The bare minimum. Shavuos, at least we have the Shtei Halechem, right? It's the Yom HaBikurim, the Zman Bikurim begins, it's Shtei Halechem. There's something there. Shavuos also a little bit mystical. You don't have anything tangible, but you have special korbanos, and you have Omer, I mean, it's Mat Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim, there's something there, there's something to work with. You have what to work with when it comes to Matan Torah, okay? It's not in Torah Ma'amish, but it's Matan. You have what to work with. Shmini Atzeres, you got nothing. You Ma'amish, you don't have nothing. You're groping in the darkness. What's Shmini Atzeres all about? A day of you're not allowed to do Malacha. So the answer given by, and also what else is very bizarre about Shmini Atzeres? It's the number 8. Oh, the number 8. We don't know how to deal with the number 8. Everything in the Torah is sevens. There are 7 days of the week. There is Shabbos. There is, right, that's true. But pretty much when you're dealing with time, when you're dealing with time in the Torah, 7 times 7 is the Olam HaTeva. When you get into 8, you're going into the mystical, you're going into mystical things. So, you know, a lot of Mepharshim may say this idea in different ways, that Shmini Atzeres is a holiday that time has not yet come. It's Miranes, Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, the time, a period of time in the history of the world when the world will reach perfection. It's not, we're borrowing, we take this day, after 7 days of Sukkot, and we just have a mak day, me'ein, to keep in mind, the day will come of Yom Shekul Shabbos, Olam Haba, Yimos HaMashiach, when there will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina will return to this world and we'll be living in a perfect world. It's a dogma of what's going to be La'asid Lava. Now, but right now, practically speaking, what do we have to show for it? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. Just don't do malacha. Just sit back and relax. But it represents something which will one day will come, will one day will be. Shlomo HaMelech was the king of the whole Klal Yisrael. We all know the story. It's in the Gemara. Ashmedai. Came a time when Shlomo HaMelech got a little carried away, and this demon called Ashmedai, I do not remember all the details, came along and exiled him. He threw him out of the palace, and he was no longer practicing king. He was out there in the fields, and after a long story, he was able to come back to his malchus. The Gemara tells us that when Shlomo HaMelech was removed from the palace and he was out in the forest, out in the field, he still had a din melech. It was a melech. It was a melech. Where was his malchus? He was moilech on his makel. He was moilech, he had a staff, he had a stick. I'm the melech. Now, if you would go into a shul and tell people, you know, I'm Shlomo HaMelech, they'll laugh him out. You're not Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech's in the palace. What are you? You're an imposter. You're nothing. But Shlomo HaMelech knew, I'm the Melech. And I'm Melech on my makel. The whole world is laughing at me. They don't appreciate me. But I'm the Melech. I have nothing to show for it but my makel. But I know it's true. Shmini Atzeres is the Ushpizn of Shlomo HaMelech. Not the Shlomo HaMelech when Ish Tachas Gafne Tachas Teinoso, not the Shlomo HaMelech when he came back to his Malchus, the Shlomo HaMelech that was Melech al Makloi. On Shmini Atzeres, what do we do? Hashem says to us, The first, let's add another medrash into this equation. The first 7 days of Sukkot, Hashem says, bring 70 parim. First day, 14, 13. First day is how many?
13.
Right? 13, keep on going down every single day. Connected who? The Ummah Sa'ilam. Shmini Atzeres, the Goyim, they got theirs. Get rid of them. Now it's just me and you, Hashem and Klal Yisrael. The Goyim, they don't know from nothing. They don't appreciate it. Just this a dogma of Lasalava. Hashem is going to reject all the nations of the world, and Hashem is going to bestow His kindness to Klal Yisrael. Shmini Atzeres is Shloma HaMelech being Moilich al Makloi. The whole world doesn't appreciate. We go to Shlomo Shmini Atzeres. It's us and Hashem. Do we have anything to show for it? No. When you try to explain this to the nations of the world, we're celebrating with Hashem. They look at us. What? You're the Am HaNifchar. Who do you think you are? Prove it. Show us. Show something. Show it to us. Prove it to us. We have nothing to prove. It's like Shlomo HaMelech, after he was deposed by Ashmedai, going into the Beis HaKnesses and telling everyone, Rabbi Yisai, I'm Shlomo HaMelech. Everyone should give me kavod, everyone should stand up for me, and they all laugh at him. That's exactly what we're doing, but Shlomo HaMelech was right. Even though they were all laughing at him, he was right. He was the Melech. And the only one that knew he was the Melech was him. He was Melech HaMakloi. That's really what Shmini Atzeres is all about. The whole world is laughing at us. Who do you think you are? You think you're the Am HaNifchar? You're celebrating with Hashem. 7 days, we had 70 paros, all in our honor, all for our benefit. Parim, and now, what are you doing? You're having one par echad, ayel echad, you're just sitting there, you're celebrating? It's nonsense. It's not nonsense. It's the truth. It's the truth. You don't know it's yet. You don't know it's true, but we know it's true. We really know it's true, and it is true. The day will come when you'll one day realize that it's true. But right now, it's just between us and Hashem. It's the Ushpizin of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech brought into this world, this koyach, you can be Moilech al Makloi. The whole world can laugh at you, and you can maintain your dignity, you maintain your sanity, you know who you are, you appreciate who you are, and you're right, who cares about the whole world? That's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. You tell the whole world, get lost, get out of here, I don't know from you, you don't appreciate who we are, and we don't need you, we don't need your stamp of approval. We know it's true. It is true. We're behaving on Shmini Atzeres like Shlomo HaMelech, who was Moilech al Maklo. We used to have the palace. We had the Beis HaMikdash. We had the real thing. Lasalava will once again have our palace back. But in the meantime, we're Moilech al Maklo like Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, let me give you one more idea. One more idea for Shmini Atzeres. Chazal, this is a Gemara, this is a Midrashim, this is popular stuff. The reason why we go around them is we do Hashanahs all 7 days of Sukkot is Zecher LeMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Aravos, and they put the Aravos around the Mizbeach, and they walked around the Mizbeach. Different opinions in the Gemara, they walk around with the Lulav and Esrog, they walk around with other Lulav and Esrog, but they did walk around the Mizbeach for seven days, in the Mikdash. Now let's just take a step back and ask a question. Why is it Shmini Atzeres comes right after Sukkos, whereas Shavuos comes 7 weeks after Shavuos? Okay, so that, we mentioned that before, but let's make believe we forgot that and just look at it separately. Why is there no gap between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot, whereas there's a gap of 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos? So the answer is, what exactly is Sukkot? The answer in a nutshell is, the difference between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos is the difference between Yerichoy and Yerushalayim. What do I mean? How long did it take until Klai Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, until they finally came to the final resting place? 480 years. From the time they left Mitzrayim until they built the Beis HaMikdash, 480, which is really 440 from the time they entered. Very long period of time. How long did it take until they came to Yericho from the time they entered into Eretz Yisrael? Immediately. The moment they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the first stop was Yericho. Immediately. What were the Anani? What are the Sukkos Keneged? The Sukkos are Keneged, the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod accompanied us in the Midbar. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, when we came to Yericho, they were gone. When we come to Shmini Atzeres, when we're really coming to, I shouldn't say Shmini Atzeres, I really want to say when we come to Hashanah Rabbah, it's as if we're coming to Yericho. Because for 7 days, we're in the Sukkos. We're in the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod was transportation. Anani HaKavod wasn't stationary. We traveled with the Anani HaKavod. We're traveling. Purpose of traveling is to reach a destination. What's the destination? What's the destination? Eretz Yisrael. What's the first stop? Yericho. What did they do when they came to Yericho? How many times did they walk around the city? 7 times. And what happened? The walls collapsed, and that was the entrance into Eretz Yisrael. So really what we're doing by coming by Hashanah Rabbah, it's the culmination of what is the purpose of the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod was to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. On Hashanah Rabbah, we reach our destination, we come to Yericho. Now, Pesach was Yitzias Mitzrayim. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come and to possess Eretz Yisrael in the full sense. The full experience of Eretz Yisrael is L'shichnoi Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. When did that take place? A very long time after. That's not when you come into Eretz Yisrael. You come in, you have to conquer 14 years of kibush, 7 years of kibush, 7 years of division, and then to possess the land, to live in the land, to develop the land, and to search for the Mokam HaShechina, to finally build the base of Midrash. It took a very, very long period of time. The full amount of time, the full experience is 7 times 7. When you come to Shavuos, what you're really coming to is Yerushalayim. You bring the peros to the Beis Hamidrash. You bring it to Yerushalayim. That is why there is a very great gap. So Hashanah Rabbah, we want to suggest, is Begeder Yerichoy, whereas Shavuos relates to Yerushalayim. Now, what then is Shmini Atzeres? What was the battle which took place right after Yericho? What was the next battle?
Ai.
Ai was a very complex battle. Ai, at first they were defeated. Ochon, he took from the spoils. And then, after the tshuva, they miraculously succeeded. If you look very carefully, you can find Al Derech Drush, everything about Shmini Atzeres is rooted in the battle of Ai. Hoshanah Rabbah is Yericho. And the biggest Raya, you walk around 7 times. You walk around 7 times. That's what they did when you came into Eretz Yisrael. And why Hoshanah Rabbah? Because what is Hoshanah Rabbah? It's the culmination of 7 days of Sukkos. What are 7 days of Sukkos? 7 days of traveling in the Anani HaKavod. What's your destination in the Anani HaKavod? Yericho. That's the destination. So you come to the destination at the end of the holiday. Hashanah Rabbah is the end of the holiday. You walk around 7 times, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now we go to the next battle. The next battle is Ai. What happened in Ai? They were first defeated, and then they succeeded. Now there are a lot of different prats we can discuss. I want to describe one particular prat which I find to be interesting. We have a reference to Ai in the travels of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Vayatek Misham Hohara, he uprooted from there to the mountain, Mikedem Leveiskel, Vayet Oholo Beiskel Miyam, Veho Ai Mikedem. Now that Ai that Avraham was traveling on his way, Lech Lecha, I was going to coming to Eretz Yisrael, he finally comes to Eretz Yisrael, he comes to Ai. The same eye, it's the same eye. Avraham Avinu over here is how many years? 1,000 years before whatever it is. Rashi here says, Rashi is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Ches says, Mikedem Luveiskel, next Rashi, and it says there, what does he do when he comes to Ivarai Mikedem? Vayiven Shom Mizbeach Lahashem. Avraham builds a Mizbeach. He builds a Mizbeach in Ai. Now, what's the Mizbeach? Rashi, Nisnabe, he had a prophecy, he had a vision. Sha'asidin Bonav Likoshel Shom Alavoin Ochon. He comes to Ai, he has a prophecy, the day is going to happen here, in 1,000 years from now, whatever it is, they're going to come to the battle of Ai, Ochon is going to take from the spoils, and because of that, the whole Klai Yisrael could have been wiped out. The Hispalel Aleihem, and Sham Aleihem, he was Mispalel, he builds a Mizbech, and he's Mispalel. Now Rashi is quoting the beginning of a little bit of the Gemara, but the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says something that's frightening. The Gemara says, if Avraham would not have been Mispalel in advance, they would not have been a Klal Yisrael. They would have been wiped out in the Battle of Ai. Completely decimated with no survivors. It was only because Avraham was Mispalel in advance, Nishtoyer Mehem, they were survivors. Klal Yisrael survived. From here we learn, and the Gemara here goes on to say, elaborate, here we learn a concept that a person should be Mispalel before Tzara comes. Person anticipates that is a good Yom Tov. A person anticipates that a Tzara is going to come in the future, Mikan, that a person should be Mispalel in advance. Because once the Tzara comes upon the person, it's already very, very difficult for the Tefillah to work to get out of the Tzara. But if the Tzara has not yet come upon the person, the Tzara and the person anticipates that Tzara may come, you'd be Mispalel in advance, that can push away the Tzara. We learned that from Avraham Avinu in the story of Ai.
You have to have Kodesh to anticipate.
Well, no, not necessarily. A person can anticipate. A person anticipates that there are certain things that may happen, derech teva, in his life. He sees a person anticipates in life. You learn from experience. You see what goes on in the world. There are certain things, so you have to prepare yourself in advance. You have to prepare yourself physically and emotionally, and you have to mispalel that when this thing in life comes about, when it's not so far-fetched, you have to be ready for it. You have to be mispalel in advance. What is the Nusach HaTzfilah on Simchas Torah? You never say this any time the whole year round. Ona Hashem Hashiona. Ona Hashem Hatzlichona. That you do the whole year. Ona Hashem Aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu. May Hashem answer us on the day that we will call out. So very, what does that mean? Ona Hashem, so simply everyone translates Ona Hashem Aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu, which means simply on the day that we, today. On the Hashem, Aneinu, today. Look in the Tehillim where this pasuk comes from. Look in the Mefarshim. You know they translate it? On the Hashem, answer us in the future. Right now, everything is good and fine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we anticipate down the road, 6 months from now.
Pasuk goes, Terem Yikrov Aneinu.
You have to look up this pasuk. Before I call out, that's another pasuk. Before you call out, I will answer you. But this is a plea. Ana Hashem, we're praying to you now in advance. Ana Hashem Aneinu, answer us on the day when we're going to need you in advance. Like right now, everything is fine and good. Everything is rosy. Everything is wonderful. But Hashem, I know in 6 months from now, we might have a problem. On that day, we're going to call out to you. There's going to be a sign. Everyone come to shul, be mispalel. If we're going to start being mispalel, then 6 months from now, it's not going to work. It's going to be too late. So what we're doing now is, I'm praying to you now, Hashem, please, that this prayer should the process should begin. That in 6 months from now, when I'm in the spalel, this prayer now should be activated retroactively and it should work. It's a prayer in advance, exactly what Avraham Avinu did at Ai. Avraham Avinu came to Ai, he saw, oh my gosh, in 1,000 years from now, this is going to be a big problem. If I don't do nothing about it now, There's no more Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. So Chazal says, it's a fair shugamar. Therefore, by Yiven Shom Mizbeach, I'm going to pray now in advance. And its prayer worked. It saved Klal Yisrael. We have a long year ahead. We don't know what's coming. The whole year, you never say this in the Nusach HaTfilah. Ona Hashem Hashiyana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana, Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem Aneinu V'yom Kureinu is unique to Simcha, Sarat Shmini Atzeres. Because it's the Tfilah before the Tzara. Where does this concept come from? I. What is I? I is what immediately follows Yericho. Hashanah Rabbah is Yerichoi. Right after Yericho, you go to the battle of Ai. What is the battle of Ai? A lot of things about the battle of Ai, which tie into Shmini Atzeres. But one of them is to prepare for the year ahead of us. The year ahead of us, we don't know what lies ahead. We have to pray today with a lot of kavanah, on Hashem aneinu v'yom kareinu, like Avraham did, and that will save us throughout the entire year for things that we don't even know about that are coming ahead of us. That's Ai. That's Shmini Atzeres. That's hakafa. What are hakafas? You go in circles. What is hakafa? Credit. Credit. What's the credit? So many of the Mepharshim said that Hashem gives us credit. That's one shot. We are now giving credit. We are crediting our accounts for the future. Like walking around in a circle, it's hakafa, but it alludes to we're filling up our bank account. Because if it's empty on the day that we're in trouble, it's not going to help. But if there's money in the bank on that day when we need the credit, oh, then we'll be okay. We are filling up our credit and our accounts on Hoshana. That's what also makes it. What's the Mizbeach? What's the Mizbeach? What's the Mizbeach? So the whole week, we walk around the Bima. What's the Bima? Is the Mizbeach. Is the Bima on Simchas Torah, is that the same Mizbeach as the 7 days? No, it's a different Mizbeach. 7 days of Sukkot, you're walking around the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara. There was a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, they put out Ravas, they walked around it. On Simchas Torah, the Bima is the different Mizbeach. It's the Mizbeach of Vayivin Shom Mizbeach Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. You're walking around the Mizbeach that Avraham Avinu built. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot, you walk around the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. On Shmini Atzeres, it's a different Mizbeach. It's the Mizbeach that Avraham Avinu built in anticipation for what's going to happen in the future. It's to extend credit, to credit the accounts, everything should be okay for the following year. Okay, with that, I leave you. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. A good Kvitul. Piska Tova. A Gemara Tov. And all of the Luschais. A good Kadesh Tiara.
I have three kids.
Yes, everybody, and
I have three children.
Well, right?
Yeah. One is yes.